Hello. Tonight on TMSPM, who said it?
Clip-on man, bun.
Oh, he did he? Leatherface finally goes down.
Breaking Bad goes all fancy.
Harrison Ford has some advice for you.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM edition. Wayne, what's that you just said? You said, where's the AM edition? Is that what you said? Well, let me tell you what happened to the AM edition.
We didn't have one.
Had a bad morning, okay? Just back off for a minute.
Some major computer issues.
Yeah, that I'm still not 100% sure are fixed. Geez. But I'm you know, whatever. Soldier forward, make it happen, live the life. Is there another? I can't think of any other mottos or credos or idioms to say.
Live for today. Carpe diem. Don't eat that.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Yellow snow,
yeah.
Sure.
Stay away
from... I'm still a fan of don't eat that.
never trust a Russian.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, wait. It's 2015. That's probably not good.
Better red than dead.
Anyway, we're back, and we're sorry about this morning. We really are. And you know what? It's funny how things turn out. You know, sometimes things turn out for not always the best, but sometimes they just sort of turn out. Mm-hmm. And it turns out Wendy was on the road with no internet, so we wouldn't even have had her this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
We had to make up our own answers to Therapy Thursday.
Yeah, and also our desire to have a show and then having those technical problems. Mm-hmm. If we wouldn't have had any, I wouldn't have canceled my doctor's appointment, which I'd be at right now. So we still had... Either way, we weren't going to have a show today.
We're going to be missing one show today regardless.
Yeah. So look, it all panned out. I canceled that doctor's appointment so I could focus on this all day. Who knows? I could be at the death's doorstep. Is that what the kids say? Geez. The death's doorstep?
Probably not the. They probably wouldn't put the word the in front of it.
Okay. When you go to the Walmart, what do you say when you go to the Walmart?
I say, get me out of this place.
Oh, okay, great. I watched someone barf at a Walmart the other day.
Why are the lights so bright?
What's going on here? Anyway,
and what's that smell? And somebody barfed.
Hey, I like playing. I have like doing Who Said It games with you.
Yes, I do too. And I won't look. I see that it's a choice, an option.
Yeah, I don't want you to know. Okay.
Okay. All right.
But you know who Mac is from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, right?
Mac is the muscly guy. Like he's the guy who's the most. Well, they're all vain. Well, except for Charlie, who's.
Charlie's not so vain. Charlie's a little more...
Charlie's the moron.
He's a moron, yeah. Well, no way. Is Max kind of a moron, too?
Well, Mac is kind of... all of them are morons.
Yeah, it's levels of moron, isn't it? Yeah.
The waitress is the only non-moron on that show.
It's always moronic in Philadelphia is what the name of the thing should be.
That's right.
He's the one in the... I always say the middle, but he's not really the middle. He's kind of the... he's the foil a little bit. He's the handsomer one, maybe.
Yes, he's the one that doesn't... has a sister.
Yeah.
The one that's not Charlie.
Yeah, the one that... Wait, he doesn't have a sister, though, does he?
He does not have a sister. The one that has a sister is the other
right.
guy.
Oh, right. Yeah. And he's not Danny DeVito.
And he's not Danny DeVito.
All right, cleared
We've
up.
We ruled out all the things he isn't, and what you're left with is Mac.
All right, so Mac...
See, that's maybe a sign that you need to revamp your character. Yeah. If people have to describe him by saying, well, he's not these other three characters who could be described with two or three words...
Well, Well, then let me ask you a question, Brian Nibbett, whose name I haven't said until now.
Sure.
I don't know why I did that on a show we should introduce ourselves on. Who said it? Ben Carson, presidential hopeful Ben Carson, or Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Okay.
All right. So if you think you can take them apart, here's the quiz. Do your worst. I hit start. Okay, here we go. It's nobody's choice. It should be left up to God. Ben Carson on no abortion or Mac on abortion?
Yeah, that's Ben Carson.
All right. You are incorrect. That was Mac.
Really? Oh, no. I can see how this is going to go.
It's going to be bad. All right. Next question. Not only would I probably not cooperate with him, I would not just stand there and let him shoot me. Is that Ben Carson in the aftermath of a mass shooting, or Mac on thwarting an armed assailant in Patty's pub? This is hard.
It is hard. I'm going to go with Ben Carson on this one.
All right. Correct. You got that one correct. Not, right. He that is exactly something he said. Next question. It's the worst thing that has happened in this nation since slavery. Was this Ben Carson on Obamacare or Mac in response to the ease at which Dennis and Dee receive welfare?
I think it's the second one. I think it was like one of these overblown things that Mac said. I'm going to say Mac.
All right. You are incorrect. That was Ben Carson.
That was Carson.
All right. Here's this one. It's the that's the same question. Here's the next one. It clearly says, this is six of number of eight. There aren't very many. Okay. It clearly says in the Bible that gay marriage is wrong. Ben Carson in response to the historic 2015 Supreme Court ruling, or Mac in response to his former transgender girlfriend marrying a dude?
Yeah, Mac is very homophobic, and probably more so than any of the Republican candidates.
At least you really hope so, right? You really hope.
Really hope so. I'm going to say Mac. All
right, clicking it. Oh, thank goodness you're correct. That was him right there. All right. Next question. You're doing good so far.
Not doing well.
No, I think you're doing fine.
This one could get me at 50%, right? I'm at 2 out of 7? Two out of 5?
Yes, this being the 8th. Fifth question, so you've had only
7.
Yeah, you're right. You're correct. These liberals are trying to assassinate my character, said either Ben Carson addressing media bias or Mac attempting to disprove evolution. Again, these liberals are trying to assassinate my character.
I think that's going to be Ben Carson.
Let's find out. Incorrect. That was Mac. Next up. Think about Nazi Germany. Most of those people did not believe what Hitler was doing. Ben Carson on Democratic leadership, or Mac on Frank's rules as new owner and sole proprietor of Patty's.
Oh, jeez. I'm almost feeling like the way to look at this is if it sounds like something Mac would say, it's probably Ben Carson. If it sounds like something Ben Carson would say, it's probably Mac. So I'm going to say it's Ben Carson.
All right. And I'm going to give you one hint that may or may not change your answer. It may not. Okay. But there is a subquote after the main quote. So the main quote is, think about Nazi Germany. Most of those people did not believe in what Hitler was doing.
Yeah.
But then goes on to say, but did they speak up? Did they stand up for what they believe in? They did not. And you saw what happened.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to stick with Ben Carson.
All right. Let's find out. It is correct. Nicely done. Good going there. Second to last is this one I'm about to give you now. People who got into prison go into prison straight, and when they come out, they're gay. Ben Carson on whether homosexuality is a choice, or Mac on his father's incarceration.
Oh, jeez. Again, I want to hope it's Mac. I'm gonna go with what I hope. I hope that's Mac saying that and not Ben Carson.
Always go with your hopes. Let's see. Yeah. Mac is... And now it's just sitting there. Oh, come on.
Oh, God.
Come on. It has to give me the answer. What kind of test is this?
Hold on. Suspense.
Let me try. Oh, it is. It's Ben Carson. Sorry. It took forever to load. I don't know why. People who go into prison straight, when they come out, they're gay. That was said by Ben Carson.
Oh,
holy shite.
Oh,
did he
God.
Really say that?
That's
did he say that?
He must have.
If when people go into prison, they go in straight. When they come out, they're gay. I'm sorry, I'm blown away by that quote. Is that really a thing? All right.
How
fine.
Long ago did he say that? Was he?
It doesn't.
Because remember, he was talking about thanks for not asking me what I said in 10th grade in the most recent debate. And so I'm wondering. I hope that's something he said a long time ago before.
Well, also, there's always context, right? Like I don't know what the context of the conversation was. I'll give him that. I will give him that if I have to give him that. But jeez, Louise, dude, that's terrible. It's almost, you can almost hear him saying this.
Wait a minute. I peed in my pants. Yes, yes, yes. Wait a minute.
Okay.
No, don't tell.
When you go into prison, you come out talking like that.
is that like a shortcuts of his debate?
Yeah, it's the one, or the press conference where they really were giving him a hard time for some of the stuff he said, and he was like telling them they were. Tell him, making him.
All right. That might be the best thing ever.
Final thing. If we can't be in the school zone, maybe we need to train somebody who can be. Somebody you'd never suspect could stop a shooter. Ben Carson on preventing school shootings, or Mac on preventing school shootings.
Jeez.
I feel like the
topic has been talked about so much with the candidates. I can't remember them talking about school shootings on Philadelphia. So I'm gonna say Ben Carson on that one too.
All right. Final one. Here we go. Ben Carson. And it is incorrect. It was Mac on preventing school shootings. Let's see your results. This thing is so slow. Why? Okay, here we go. You got 3 of 8. 37%.
Wow.
not your typical.
I stand by that number.
Okay. You know what? I want your number to be right.
Right, I know, exactly.
I'm bothered that your number was so wrong, because you're in your head, the things you were saying were, you were right, Brian.
Right.
The truth is scary. All right, look at this. Only 12,900 people got 90 to 100% correct. You were in the 0 to 49%, 62,003 people. Oh my gosh, that's funny. You were the third of the 62,000. The highest number of voters got somewhere between 60 and 69%, 84,203 people.
Wow. So, okay, gotcha. So most people got six correct.
Yeah, most people got six okay. correct. That's a good way to look at it. Only 12.
A degree to understand BuzzFeed's, or I guess Cafe.com's description of how to do this.
I like their little built-in quizzy thing, except that it froze at 7 and I was afraid we weren't gonna get it.
It froze during a very suspenseful moment, Scott.
Yeah,
and,
F that.
Yeah.
That's not cool, man. Not cool at all. Okay. How about this?
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Let's do some evening news brought to you by
Bike the U.S. for MS is a fantastic organization raising funds and awareness for MS. I'm writing for Bike the U.S. for MS because they can change people's lives, and all of your help will truly make a human's life better. You can donate to the cause at bit.ly/Brettman, B-R-E-T-T-M-A-N, what's his power, and visit BikeTheUSForMS.org for more information.
It's funny.
Thank you.
All we have to do is miss one episode, and I forget how much I miss doing it. Isn't that weird? I missed this morning. My morning was never right again.
No, I know.
To this moment.
The same way for me. It's like, and people, what do I do now?
People at home don't know this, but we started about 15 minutes late. I can't even begin to explain why. So today can just go take a big hot dump in the sink.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's a bad Thursday.
That's all.
It's a stupid Thursday. All right, here's what's not stupid. Actually, this guy is kind of stupid. But let's say Brian's a guy who likes to shave his head. You've resigned yourself to that. You just shave that head of yours. That dome of yours always shaved. Everyone loves it. It's a great head.
Sure.
Brian had to buy a hat in Anaheim because he was getting burned on that head. Right?
I did, yeah. I had to buy a Star Wars hat because I did not want to wait another 3 hours in line for a Overwatch hat.
Yeah, bad idea.
So I was just give me a freaking Star Wars hat. Went back over to Downtown Disney for a couple other things and said, just give me another hat.
Also, the flat, very flat, completely vertical or horizontal hat rims on hats. That's the popular way to do hats now.
Yeah.
Screw that garbage.
I don't like that at all. It doesn't feel right. And take the stickers off. Come on. What's the matter with you?
You want to know, people on the stream can see it. I wear a beanie a lot.
Yeah.
And the reason I wear a beanie is because, not because I'm trying to be 14, I promise. It's because the hats you can buy now suck. They're like either trucker hats are back in, which who thought they were never cool.
Right,
the big plastic back.
Truckers said, well,
I guess we'll have to wear it because there's nothing else of this stuff.
They don't really sell anything more stylish in this shapewear, America ways.
That's right. Come on back now.
Let's go by the Stuckies and see if they've got some Calvin Klein.
They had way cooler nicknames, though, than our dumb internet ones now, though.
Well, yeah.
Hey, dirty boy, come on back. Or whatever it was. I don't remember. I can't think of any. Smokey the Bandit.
You'll see truckers with handles. Hey, come back there, sexy boy 49. Come on back.
Yeah. Hey, Fallout fan 22. Meet me in Reno. Come on back. So anyway, there's this new thing you can get now that even you can take advantage of, and that is the clip-on man bun.
Ooh, great.
Now, it's not a butt cheek that you clip onto your bum.
No, I need that.
It's a, you know, those stupid man buns people get. It's that. Yeah. The hottest hairstyle for gentlemen is now... Gentlemen. Nice word, boing boing. Is now yours with the risk of without the risk of contracting alopecia, whatever that means.
Traction alopecia.
Oh, that's a whole... Is that a whole condition?
I think that's losing your hair by pulling it out flat to tie in a bun.
Oh, for real? Is that a real thing, or are they just making that up?
I think a lot of this... I'm guessing a lot of this is tongue-in-cheek.
Okay. Hair and bun. Groupon's clip-on man bun. Groupon's clip-on man bun is only $10 and comes in blonde or brunette. What about all the like middle bit? I got like brown, dark brown. Like,
yeah, that doesn't seem fair. What about the gingers out there too?
Oh, never forget the gingers. Fair. Oh my gosh, I was... Look, I want to make something clear. I don't have anything wrong with the hippie dippies or whoever goes to Burning.
The dirty millennials.
Those or whatever that go to Burning Man, okay? I'm fine with you people. You sure. Guys go. You have a good time. You burn that man. You run around the desert naked. Do whatever you got to do. It's fine. I get it. Self-expression. Go for it.
Sure.
But I had somebody talking to me today, taking the most uppity stance on why Burning Man is better than all other things in life, and that I'm just a dirty lame-o for never going to Burning Man. And it was the most obnoxious, highfalutin, BS, crapo story I've ever heard in my life. I would never do that to anyone else about BlizzCon or even Nerdtacular or anything I like to do. And they were just so... Well, listen, you don't even understand. When you go to Burning Man, you're making a certain commitment to people and humanity. And brah, 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 brah. Like, nope, this is a dumb Thursday. Can't even hear what you're saying. Can't even hear what you're saying.
Now, I had a friend who went to Burning Man, but back very early on, this guy also bought, you know, one of the first books on Amazon when they gave you a mug, like a big old coffee mug.
All right.
And he used to go all the time, and the photos he'd come back with were amazing. It looked like a lot of fun, and I've seen videos recently. I mean, it's got a very... I'm going to bring up Mad Max.
Yeah.
But it's got a very Mad Max kind of feel to it.
That's what I like about it. That's the one desert, thing that really appeals
stuff,
to me.
All sorts of crap welded to your vehicle, and you make a big geodesic dome, and you fight with Nerf guns inside there, whatever.
Geodesic dome, Brian.
They do. They have a Thunderdome at the one that...
it's just how you said it. It almost made me... It moved a little, I think.
A geodesic dome.
Oh, my gosh. That's a hot that's a hot, accurate term. Yes, they make big Thunderdomes and stuff.
It looks like fun. I honestly, if I had the wherewithal, if I could go there for a day and not have to sleep there, because that's a camping thing, and I don't like camping.
I don't either.
Then I'd go. I would totally go. The videos, there's some amazing videos online of Burning Man. Somebody sent one to me. It's like, wow, that looks really cool. Mm-hmm. But to be uppity about it to the point where, well, your stuff sucks, this is the only thing that's cool, that obviously that's bad.
Yeah, it really it put me off. I was like, well, even if I was ever interested, and I do dig the Mad Max vibe, you know, that's something I'm into. And the photos I've seen, some of the documentary footage I've seen, beautiful, amazing. Sure. But they wanted to tell me all about this tent they called the Beaver Tent. There was like a bunch of, I don't know what it was. It was like 200 lesbian ladies who all have a giant tent called the Beaver Tent. And they go in there and they just wrestle around all night or something. Huh. And they have a bunch of named parties. Like,
I'm thinking I might change my stance on the whole camping there.
Well, Brian, all right. Let me ask you a question about, well, never mind. I'm going to get myself in trouble. But it was the way it was described to me is fine. Have your fun. But it was like shoved down my throat as if everything else I thought was cool was lame compared to the beaver tent.
That's totally not.
Also, I asked, how's the bathroom situation? Oh, it's fine. No, it's not. It's got to be the worst thing on planet Earth.
Exactly. And in all those videos and stories from my friend, I never heard anything about bathrooms, like decent bathrooms.
Right. And I don't need to see, you know, a 68-year-old bag lady with her areolas out in the wind. You know, I'm just saying.
Like, so the Ed Helms vacation movie that just came out this summer.
Did you end up seeing that?
People saw.
Did you see it?
No, I did not see it.
I didn't either.
However, I did see a clip that they released when the DVD, when the home video came out. Mm-hmm. So the thing is directed by the guy who played the kid in Freaks and Geeks.
Oh,
the little brother of Linda Cardellini. I can't remember
yes, he was on Scrubs for a few seasons.
He was, mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
They apparently had a little a cutting room floor bit. So there's a bit that takes place at a Burning Man-like festival.
Okay.
Bones,
not Scrubs. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Bones, yeah.
Yeah, my fault. Go ahead.
So they're doing this cross-country thing to go to Wally World, whatever. They end up going through some sort of Burning Man festival. I don't know. That's what I gathered from the little clip I saw.
Sure.
But the clip actually has a reunion of the actors that played all three of the Freaks and Geeks, you know, younger brother and his two friends.
Oh, no way.
At Burning Man. So
that's
kind of
cool.
The guy who's Guilfoyle now on Silicon Valley, and then the other.
He was Bill in the Freaks and Geeks.
Yes,
and then you had the little Jewish kid. Still looks exactly the same.
Look exactly the same.
Bill. Oh, I can't remember the other kid's name. Anyway, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so they had a cutting room floor thing where it was a reunion. Martin Starr, right, is the guy who played
Martin
Bill.
Starr. Yeah.
And they had a thing that reunited those three actors, which I thought was pretty cool.
That is awesome. And I'm a giant Martin Starr fan, so put him in anything,
yes.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Party Down. He was fantastic in Party
so
Down.
Oh, so funny in that, dude.
he tends to play very similar characters, which he does brilliantly.
Yeah.
Like his character on Silicon Valley might as well be the evolution of the character he was on Party Down.
Yeah. He's that. So there's two characters he plays, the kind of innocent nerd kid.
Right.
But he's kind of stopped doing that.
Right.
Now he plays the longer haired guy from Party Down in everything else.
The sarcastic.
Mm-hmm. Sardonic, a little bit mean spirited.
Right. Exactly.
The world sucks and he doesn't care. That kind of guy. He's great.
Awesome.
Now you're making me want to see that movie just for that stupid scene.
I'm going to see it eventually.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? I mean, I saw European Vacation, so why wouldn't I?
It can't be as bad as European Vacation, and that had Eric Idle.
Nothing is as bad.
So tell me about this man bun. How does one wear this man bun?
All right, so here's what you do. You comb your hair back toward the crown of your head. Wait, you're already out. Sorry, you're out, Brian. You're out.
I'm already out. Okay, well.
I could do
it. Tell the other people how they would do this.
In a similar motion to lacquering a reclaimed wood coffee table. That's how they describe it. Attach the man bun to your natural hair the way the lazy public attached itself to Arcade Fire.
It's pretty funny.
Nice. And then third, use bobby pins to secure the man bun. Decide bobby pins are too mainstream. Use antique paper clips instead.
Love it.
Yeah, that sounds all right. We have joining us on the line one Roger Moore, the actor from all those great movies. Just kidding.
Wow.
It's Ralph. It's the other Roger.
I wish I could do the voice.
I wish you could too. You say shake and not stir.
Money penny.
And now I feel sad for disappointing Brian.
Like he was a bruh.
Yeah, he did. A little bit of that.
Yeah. Kind of miss it. Ralph.
That's the first Bond I remember, and he kind of always bothered me.
No, he was our Bond, right? For our generation, me, you, and Brian.
Yeah.
I feel like
he was
a
Bond where everything he didn't destroy that he was able to give back to Q was probably sticky.
You know, not wrong about that. He was kind of a perv.
He did the gadgets a lot, though. I did like that.
Yeah.
He did,
more
of a gadget guy.
They spent a lot of time in the gadget room where Q would show him how everything worked.
Why is the inside of this alligator submarine all sticky?
Yeah, what's going on
like
in here?
Whiskey.
The spy who loved me. Ralph, what are you doing, man? What's going on? What pleasure do we owe this call?
I had a couple. One is you started talking about Burning Man, and I saw a few weeks ago this list of pictures on Cosmopolitan website that was Burning Man, and it's definitely the Mad Max thing. I linked it in the chat room there. I can do it again if you like.
Yeah.
And I had no idea this kind of stuff. I mean, I knew people got naked and crazy, but there's just amazing structures, amazing looking people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Very, Mad, it's incredible. So I just linked that, and it's
the structures and the big burning things and the art, which is how the whole thing started in the first place, is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Like I want to make very clear, I am not people listening out there, I am not poo pooing your thing or even this event at all or its origins or where it's gone or any of that. I'm just saying, Here's okay, I'm saying two things. I'm saying I don't want to go to the beaver tent, and I'm saying the toilets are gross, and I'm saying I don't want to see a bunch of naked fat dudes on bicycles doing a parade. I don't want to see that.
That part of the deal is when you go there, you're part of it, right? You don't just show up and be a spectator. They don't want that.
Yeah,
right.
In fact, don't they have, it's like a 10, this person was explaining to me, it's like a 10 principled credo. And one of them is participation. Like the top three is self-expression, integration, and what was the third? What was the thing I first said? Or now I don't remember. Anyway, participation. Like that's huge. Yeah. You have to like get in there, and even if you're a total unique flower, man, you're like you're a snowflake like nobody else. You still have to act out whatever thing is in you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it really is kind of modern day sort of. Pagan, hippie, Woodstocky kind of thing.
I just think these would be super cool people to be around. I don't know if I would like to work with them.
Exactly. You'd like to be able, at the end of the 3-day weekend, to say goodbye for a full year.
Yeah.
I would like them to live in my neighborhood, mm-hmm. maybe.
Mm-hmm. But maybe you would. But then there are some of them. Like I was reading an interview.
Depends on which ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading an interview with somebody when they're like, "Well, at this Burning Man this year, I'm presenting as a lizard alien from the planet Blurntar or whatever. Last year, I was presenting as a man, just a simple man with a simple life. And next year, I believe I will present as." They kept talking about presenting as. Presenting.
I love the phrase presenting.
Yeah, yes. Presenting.
Presenting as.
So those kinds of things, just where they get so, yeah, I mean, you guys are just out of touch about the way that we're all, you know, we're in touch with our freaking chi and stuff. Fine, be into your weird world. I get it. I'm into lots of weird world, man, each their own. But it was so, what's the word I'm looking for? They were condescending.
Yeah, There's a pretension and a condescension to it that's, yeah.
Yeah, and a condensation.
But like a lot of groups, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That it's everybody of it identifies as this is self and this is other.
Yeah.
So
they're just weirder about it.
Yeah. Here's the caption under one of the photos on this Cosmopolitan site that you linked to.
Okay.
This is somebody's comment about the photo that they've gotten. It's Susan Sarandon surrounded by a bunch of hippies.
Okay. Okay.
By far the most epic moment of Burning Man 2015 for me, participating in the Cirque Gitan camp procession of Timothy Leary's ashes to the Totem of Confessions.
Wow.
Thank you, Susan Sarandon, for leading this incredible experience.
What the hell does it even mean?
I don't know.
I would like to know what that means.
Damn it, Janet.
Someone.
Nice. Well done, sir.
You can find whatever you need there. All right. It's fine. And it's all covered in grit and sweat and tears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What you want to see is the next Mad Max movie film adjacent to this and then during Burning Man kind of work its way over towards the festival.
Yeah. And I just don't trust 55-year-old dudes with their wieners out. That's all I'm saying. I concur.
Well, you know what they say, Scott. You go to Burning Man straight and you come back gay.
You came out gay.
Is that Ben Carson voice?
Yeah, it's Ben Carson.
No, that's my voice I'm not going to do a Ben Carson voice.
Here's my. You want to hear my Ben Carson voice? Here it is, right here. Let's check it out. That's it. Pretty good, right?
I think if you just do your George Lucas voice, that's Ben Carson. Voice.
the quieter version of the George Lucas voice.
I made $4 million on this deal.
All right, Ralph, take it easy. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thanks, Ralph.
I love Ralph.
I do too.
All right. We're not getting very far. Oh, Leatherface died. The guy who played Leatherface in the original
one, right? Mm-hmm. Like the 70s one?
That is correct. Gunnar Hansen was his name. He was 68 years old.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Gunnar Hansen?
Yeah, Gunnar Hansen.
Hansen? No, I'm thinking of Gunnar Nelson.
Oh.
I'm mixing my bands Nelson and Hansen.
Oh, is he one of the Hansen boys?
No, he was one of the Nelson boys, but there was another band called Hansen that was three brothers. And
right.
There was the band called Nelson that was two brothers.
Yeah, and their names were Hansen. No.
No.
They weren't called Hansen Nelson, as far as we know.
They were Gunnar Nelson and what was his brother? They were the sons of Ricky Nelson.
Jonas brother.
Yeah,
I
sure.
I have no idea.
And then there was the Hansen brothers.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm steering us afar.
Don't worry. I went along with the ride. It's a Burning Man. You can do what you want here.
Yes, right.
He died of pancreatic cancer in his home in Maine. He was only 68 years old. At the time of his death, his work, he was working on a film called Death House. He was writer and producer of the film. The Internet Movie Database says it is about how the secret government facility becomes ground zero for the most horrific prison break in the mankind's history. The film is scheduled to come out next year, so still working, I guess. He was born in Reykjavik, Iceland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know their accent. How do the Icelandic talk?
I don't know. They all sound like Bjork.
There are only five of us, and we made Eve online. That's the whole deal. And now he's from Fargo. Anyway, he can't come to the U.S. He came to the U.S. studied at the University of Texas, where he majored in English and Scandinavian studies, according to Eisenstadt.
Eisenstadt.
Listen.
Aww.
You want to touch my monkey? Anyway, we're sad that he's gone.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad donated a bunch of their crap to the Smithsonian deal there.
Okay.
Which is a little bit weird. I don't know why I guess we're celebrating a historic television show, not necessarily what it depicted.
Well, we talked about this before with the MASH stuff, right? That sign that has like the signpost with all the arrows pointing all the different ways to people's hometowns, that should be in the Smithsonian.
Yeah, I think so too. They should put a new card on it, a new board that points toward the Breaking Bad exhibit. That'd be cool.
All right, here, let's run down a list because, you know, we're not doing enough tangents on this show.
No, not nearly.
Let's go down a list of classic television shows.
Okay.
You tell me what thing from that television show belongs in a museum.
Okay. Belongs in a museum, Dad. All right.
Yeah. try not to say it like that every single time.
All right, let's do it.
All right, the Brady Bunch.
Oh, man. These have to be objects, not people, obviously. So I'm going to say the Bannister, where they all lined up as a family.
Oh, that's not bad. What about that that horse sculpture that was at the bottom of the stairs?
That's pretty good, too. Also, wasn't that Ambie Davis? Just kidding. maybe one of their stools in that horrible kitchen of theirs, that orange-green kitchen.
Yeah. Tiger's Doghouse.
Yeah, give me another one. Give me another name.
All right. I Love Lucy.
The hat she wore in the chocolate eating one.
Yeah, the little chef's hat thing.
That was pretty great.
A bottle of Vitamita Vegemin.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Those are, yes. I watched some of that the other day. Hulu has all those. It's not bad.
It's not great.
It's not bad. It's a weirdly holds up ancient thing.
By the way, somebody in the chat room just asked, am I trying to get you to say specific words? No, that's not happening right now.
It does
not
feel like it. It feels like it. He said chocolate. All right,
easy one. The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Dick Van Dyke Show, The Ottoman.
Yep, very good. Right. Yeah, that's... There's only one right answer to that one.
Yeah, I don't know any others.
Andy Griffith.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. What's iconic in a singular object, though? There's so many. The town itself is such that...
Right.
Maybe the fishing reels he and Opie used to take to go fishing.
Maybe that would be a good one. Or Barney Fife's hat, sheriff's hat.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Be a good one.
I can't think of anything else. Aunt B, one of Aunt B's uneaten pies, all petrified and gross, something like that.
all right, I'll just give you two more.
Okay.
Laverne and Shirley.
The bottle of Pepsi or whatever it was that they were bottling at the beginning.
Oh, the Schatz brewery bottle that has Laverne's glove on it.
Yeah, they put
intro.
A glove on it because they were like sick of working there or whatever.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I think anything with that L.
Yeah.
Like
how the song go? Shlemiel, Shimlamazel, Happiness Incorporated.
Hasenpfeffer Incorporated. Happiness Incorporated. We're going to do it.
Something in this thing now. I don't know how the rest goes.
All right. Last one right here.
All right.
Three's Company.
Oh, man.
They never left that apartment, basically. I mean, very rarely. Left that apartment. Just went to the Regal Beagle or
yeah, what was their thing? It was like
flower shop.
Is it the Regal Beagle?
Yeah, the Regal Beagle was the bar.
That's right. Okay. I'm gonna say
that's a tough one. I mean, really I'm even having hard. A hard time coming up with one.
Maybe. What was the Swit? What was her name? The brunette.
Suzanne Summers.
No, the other one.
Oh, the brunette. Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce DeWitt.
Yeah.
Maybe her little bee bonnet hairdo wig.
Just put her hair on the Smithsonian.
Because I can't think of anything else that really jumps out of it. And like, you know, Furley had a really colorful shirt or the Ropers.
You could put that swinging door, the door between the living room and the kitchen that mm-hmm. they always seem to use as a site, like as a gag.
Oh, that one's not bad.
But that's so big.
But Jack Tripper, did he have it? What was his friend's name? Larry? Was it Larry? Larry, yeah. Oh my gosh. My memory. My brain's just spilling stuff out today.
Nicely done. Very good.
Yeah. How did I remember Larry from that stupid show? And that's not streaming anywhere I've looked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I tried to find it because I wanted to just see how it
holds up.
Yeah. I almost want to watch it as if I'm watching a British comedy from that era and see how that lands on me, because I have a feeling that's what we were getting. That's what we liked. Was that it was basically structured on like sort of a Fawlty Towers, are you being served kind of vibe.
Sure.
I can't find it anywhere. If someone in the chat room knows where that's streaming, let us know. And we'll waste some time watching it.
Now, I will tell you that a few things that are in the Smithsonian, it looks like Archie Bunker's chair is in there from All in the Family.
That makes sense.
Julie Newmar's Catwoman costume from Batman. Oh. I actually almost asked you Batman. Uh-huh. Michael Jackson's hat.
Okay.
Original Muppet characters.
Which hat of Michael Jackson? Oh, yeah, because he had the one iconic sort of hat.
Yeah, the one with the brim, the...
he wore sunglasses under it.
Smooth criminal hat.
Yeah, the smooth criminal hat. Bam, bam, banner name, bam, banner name.
Bam. Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Eddie Van Halen's guitar, Farrah Fawcett's swimsuit, and Tony Hawk's skateboard, all in the National Treasures of Pop Culture at the Smithsonian.
So this is part of that then, like that. So what they're getting is they're getting Heisenberg's hat, they're getting the gas masks, and some blue meth that was used on set.
Cool.
Which is not the candy you brought me, sadly.
No, they'll probably, but it's pretty similar, I'm sure. Yeah.
I ate that stuff. I loved that.
Oh, I still have 2/3 of a bag left on my bulletin board. I just forgot it's there.
It's Heisenberg's pork pie hat, Tyvek suits.
Stuff that
is that the red, the FedEx yellow suits?
Envelopes are made out of. Yeah, the hazmat suits.
Oh right, the FedEx envelopes are made out of that.
Yeah,
I didn't know Tyvek. That. Dude, screw the rest of the show. I just learned a thing. I didn't know that.
You now know how to make a hazmat suit out of a bunch of old FedEx envelopes.
That's amazing. Los Pollos Hermanos cups. I'd love one of those.
Sure.
Heisenberg sketch from No Mas. Yeah.
Sketch. Geez.
That's cool. I wonder if they have Danny Trejo's head on a turtle. I wonder if they have that. Hank Schrader's DEA ID badge and Better Call Saul's matchbook, a purple corkscrew used by Hank's wife, Marie. And yes, a bag of 99.1%. pure blue meth. So there you go.
And some mercury fulminate. Don't throw that at the ground, Jesse.
Yeah, it's awesome. What a great episode that was.
It really was.
Finally, before we take a break, Harrison Ford has some advice for you.
Okay.
If you were being, and we haven't heard back from Brian's agent, so we don't know for sure this is happening, but if you were hired to play young Han Solo.
Harrison, I think they'd go for someone way younger than 45.
Maybe.
46,
maybe. Whatever. But, here's the advice Han Solo that Harrison Ford, old Harry Ford, would have for you, okay? When you call him Harry Ford, it doesn't sound right, does it?
No, really doesn't. Wow, I wonder if anyone ever called him Harry.
Yeah, Harry Ford.
Ugh. My name's the dog, Harry.
Yeah. Damn it, Dad. It's not easy to see another actor step forward and fill your shoes, says this article. Yet for as weird as it is to seem for Harrison Ford to witness the beginnings of the hunt for a young Han Solo, he's all for a new actor making making the role his own. In Entertainment Weekly, part of its recent Star Wars Bonanza, or Boneranza, scored a pretty comprehensive interview with Ford. In the midst of that conversation, 2018 spinoff movie that is going to focus on the younger years of Solo's life came into the picture, and naturally the man who made him famous was asked what advice he would give the newcomer taking the role. He's responding with the following sentence, quote, there's a lot of lead up to this dumb quote, but here you go. I would say, talk to your director, watch the movies, and welcome aboard. Make it your own.
Wow.
Hey, thanks for writing a whole article about
this thing. Could be anybody's advice to playing any character that was associated with some other actor. Like, Sean Connery could have said this to the next person who plays Bond.
Yeah. This is dumb. It's dumb. I could have said it. Right. I could have said, hey, guy who takes over Harrison Ford, listen to the director when he tells you stuff. Watch those old movies, see what the character's about, and hey, welcome aboard.
Make that character your own.
Yeah. enjoy the craft services while you're here. Yes. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it is app time. We're going to talk about our app recommendations and your Twitter questions. So we're going to do all that when we come back. Brian brought some music. What do you got for me over there?
Here's what I've got going out to Jen. Hi, B word and S word. I know I'm getting this request in at the last minute, but I would like to request a song for my husband, Chris, a.k.a. Mewcow. He's in our raid team. Yay. This Friday the 13th, we are celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary. It's been 10 wonderful years of marriage, but the last year has been especially great as we had a beautiful little boy who has completely changed our lives. Chris and I have so much fun seeing you guys at Nerdtacular and BlizzCon, and we love that AIE is a big family and we can bring our little guy with us. I heard the cover of If I Had a Million Dollars on the latest Coverville and thought that would be a perfect song to request. If you don't want to play it, since it was played on Coverville, anything from or by Bare Naked Ladies would be great. We saw BNL live and that was one of our most favorite concerts. Or any song about a sandwich would do.
No, oh, I have one. Wait, maybe I can surprise people. Hold on here.
Okay.
Here you go.
Nothing but a crap sandwich.
Okay, how about this one?
You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Okay, how about this one? Sandwich. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, how about this one?
Every sandwich you make, every snack.
Okay, one more.
Hey, two Oregon fish sandwich.
All right, how about the final one?
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Okay, great. And then finally.
The tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
There, I got to be creative.
Wow, well done, sir.
Yeah, it's a lot of sandwich
let's
clips.
See. Thanks for everything you guys do. Signed, Jen, a.k.a. Mrs. Mewcow.
Just saw them last weekend.
We did, yeah, at BlizzCon.
Beautiful baby, man. They're just killing it, doing great as parents. Good job.
They really are. All right, so If I Had a Million Ducats, which is a parody of If I Had a Million Dollars, this is performed by the Brobdingnagian Bards.
Better than me saying it.
Brobdingnagian Bards. By the way, that was one of the civilizations that Gulliver met up with on his travels.
The Brobdingnagian?
The Brobdingnagian bards, yes. Is they were really? Larger than Gulliver.
But,
the Lilliputians were tinier.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Brobdingnagian bards were larger.
I don't remember anything about that original story very much, except that a big dude is being strapped down with a bunch of ropes from little people. That's all I remember.
Yeah, that's pop culture is... like cemented that in our heads.
And do I remember it right that at one point Ted Danson was that guy? There was a Ted Danson version of Gulliver's Travels and he was...
There might be. I don't remember one, but...
it's really ringing a bell.
I remember a Jack Black version, which was like a few years ago.
Yeah, not long ago. But I think that right around the time Cheers ended, suddenly Sam Malone was in
so
that
So they were
thing.
Looking for a new vehicle for Ted Danson?
I'm pretty sure. But anyway, sorry.
As opposed to now when Ted Danson's in everything. or Mary Steenburgen, his wife. Oh, like they're in everything right now.
Yeah, she's in a lot of stuff. She's great, by the way.
She is great, yeah. Anyway. I say more. Yeah. All right, this is from their album Affair to Remember from 2001. It is Brobdingnagian Bards.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a keep.
I would buy you a keep.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy furniture for your keep.
Maybe Louis XIV, an armoire.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a big coach.
All pretty with the fringe on the top.
Ooh. If I had a million ducats,
I'd buy your love.
If I had a million ducats,
we wouldn't have to hunt for our game.
If I had a million ducats,
and we wouldn't hunt for sport, cause it wouldn't be the same.
If I had a million ducats,
we could have peasant square food around the keep.
A nice big garden.
What kind of garden?
A maize garden. Ooh. With high protein and rich vegetables.
Protein enriched vegetables, but those taste terrible. My mother made me eat those. No, I don't think so.
But I like vegetables.
No, I don't think so. What else you have? Anything else?
Low protein vegetables?
No, those won't work either. Come on.
A moat?
A moat? Moats are smelly. And besides, fathers often tell their daughters, keep it in the garden.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a fur cloak.
and not a woolen cloak, cause that's cool, it itches out.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you an exotic pet,
like a dragon or unicorn.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a saint's remains
and all them crazy lucky saints' bones.
If I had a million ducats, I'd buy your love. If I had a million ducats,
we wouldn't have to walk to the fair.
If I had a million ducats,
I'd hire a knight to carry a horse there.
If I had a million ducats,
we wouldn't have to get our feet all dirty.
We wouldn't have to walk to the filth, that's for
sure.
Oh,
I hate the filth so much.
Look at that, people throw on cloaks for us.
Cloaks like Sir Walter Riley? Just step on the cloak?
No, Sir Walter Riley!
Oh, just step on Sir Walter Riley's face again and again, mashed in the mud. Lifelong dream.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a bed,
and not a bed of nails, cause that's cool. Ooh,
if
ouch.
I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a piece of art,
a Michelangelo,
Andy Warhol.
Oh, God,
if
no.
I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
of course, you know, I'd have to buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had a million ducats, I'd buy your love. If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
oh, if I had those million ducats,
if I had a million ducats.
What would you do, Mickey?
I'd be Walt Disney.
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
That was lovely. And while the song was going on, confirmation, Ted Danson was indeed in a Virgin Megalodon.
There you go.
I just have a very strong memory of that, and I knew I wasn't wrong. Oh, what's that sound? What's this? What's this we're hearing? What is this going on? Oh, oh. Stand back, everybody. Hold yourselves.
That's Slappy.
Oh, that sound, that song, that thing, it only means this, that we are about to talk about apps, because Brian and I are both big fans. We like apps. Our lives are better because of them, I think. And why not talk about some that we've played with lately that we like? Brian, do you have a pick this week? What do you like?
I do. So I'm not, I'll be the first to admit, I am not a cord cutter. And it's not as much because of me, because pretty much everything that I like to watch can be found streaming on Hulu, Netflix, assorted other sites.
Sure.
But it is more for Tina, because stuff that she likes can't be found on on streaming sites. One thing that drives us nuts is when we gear up to watch a show, usually something we've recorded on DVR or we're going to watch live because we don't have anything queued up on the DVR to watch. So we're going to watch it with commercials and all. And we find out that it's a rerun.
Mm.
It drives us nuts. We, you know, the planning to be able to say, hey, we could have gotten a movie tonight, you know, pick something on the streaming list or
sure,
whatever.
Sure.
There's an app that I've been using lately that I really like for this called What's On. And what you do is you dump all your favorite shows into it, and it tells you if the next upcoming, when the next episode is going to be, that's going to be brand new. So in other words, if there's reruns for a few weeks or the show's coming back after a hiatus, fall break or whatever, you know, oh, that's coming back on the such and such date.
Okay.
And so I plug in, you know, a few of the shows that we watch, like The Big Bang Theory. There's a brand new one tonight, Scott.
Oh!
Life in Pieces, which is becoming one of my favorite sitcoms. There's a new one tonight. And you can basically look at this and say, oh, okay, yeah, I can skip Saturday Night Live this week because it's a rerun and go do something. Well, I'd go do something anyway because, again, it's DVR.
Right, exactly. That's the whole point of the DVR, right?
That is the whole point of the DVR. But for people who either don't have a DVR or who just like knowing that something, a show that they enjoy has a new episode this week, this is a great app for that. Mm. It is free. It's called What's On.
What's On? Is it on? We assume it's multi-platform, iOS and Android?
You know, I know it's on iOS. I don't know if it's on Android or Windows.
Mm.
And one other little bonus of this, it's not one that I take advantage of because I don't care that much, but there is an Apple Watch element to it. What do they call those things? A complication.
Mm.
So you can look down at your watch and it'll say, hey, there's a new Big Bang Theory tonight. You should check that out.
Mm. I'm not a big fan, by the way, of the term complication. I know it's an ancient term for watch yeah. stuff, so it's not like anything we can do anything about.
Right. But I'm with you, though.
In the context of like high precision electronic modern sure. devices, it sounds like a bad thing.
Well, it's a negative word, right? I mean, oh no, it's a, you don't want a complication.
Yeah, no, my watch has got a, like five complications. Well, then you should take it back. No, 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 not that kind. Like, it's just annoying. But anyway, well, that sounds like an all right app.
It's pretty cool.
Seems like it'll get the job done.
It does exactly what it needs to do.
Well, let me blow your mind with my pick today.
Blow my mind, Scott.
This is called Amazing Loot Grind.
Okay.
Now, you and I are familiar with many amazing loot grinds in our lives. There are quite a few. World of Warcraft, Diablo, whatever it may be. Turns out, in fact, I've kind of, you know, when you have an experience where it kind of changes your entire, what you thought, everything you thought was true is a lie kind of moments where you're just like, your innocence is just taken away. This game is doing that to me.
Oh, no, really?
And I'll tell you why. So I'm a male warrior. You start this game. It's all very 8-bit looking. You say, I want to be a warrior. I want to be a dude. And here are my stats. Okay, great. Then I have a grid of inventory items the way you're used to seeing them on most RPGs. There's a chest piece, head piece, gloves, belt, weapon, shield. You know, all these little slots for your best gear to put there, right?
Sure.
You familiar with all that? All right.
So far, so good.
Then I have a rarity list that just tells me by color. If it's white, it's common. If it's yellow or green, it's uncommon. Mm-hmm. If it's blue, it's rare. Heroic, epic, legendary, and
purple,
so on.
Orange, all that stuff.
There's one called Peerless, which is red. It's the hardest to get. Wow. Now, then at the bottom of the screen, chat room, you can kind of see it. You'll see a treasure chest. And the treasure chest is just sitting there, and it says tap to loot. So here, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tap it. Okay, I opened up the thing, and now
sounds awesome. All right,
what
good.
It showed me is the item that I got is a belt, and it shows that my equipped one is currently legendary. It's a really high end one, and the one I got is not nearly as good. It's just a common piece, and all the stats are low.
Okay,
so I sold it. Now I can either equip it or sell it. I mean, do it. Let me loot again. All right, open another one. This is a chest piece. It is definitely not as good, so I'm going to sell it. Okay, that's a little gold sound.
Right.
I'm currently sitting at, where's my gold level? 1,711 gold. My loot level is 6,699 is my total loot level. Brian, I just described to you the entire game.
So there's no aspect of this where you fight anything or...
Nope. You never
just,
fight.
You just you open never, a chest. There's some stuff.
You never adventure forth. You never go out and kill a creature. You just... do that. Oh, what I got. Okay, that's sellable. Let's see if we can get a legendary. Let's try to get a legendary here. Nope, sell it. Oh. All right, we got a, let's see, this is an uncommon. It's green, but it's not as good as the green I'm wearing. It's got a strength increase, but that's it. It's a pretty good strength increase, but the rest of it's pretty low, so I'm going to sell it. All right, now what they've done is they've given me the raw materials of what it is that drives us in Diablo, World of Warcraft, Fallout, whatever it is.
Right. Is the hope that you're going to get something decent out of that fight, out of that.
Yes. The pure, unrefined resolution of those games is right there to tap on over and over. And it's not like a rapid, it's not like finger, it's not like playing.
It's not a frenzy, like a click,
no.
click, click, click.
You just go click. Okay, it opens up. Nice little animation. Oh, that glove's terrible. Sell it. Do it again.
And you get gold. And again, there's nothing you can spend that gold on. You just collect gold.
You just earn it. And at any time, you can click on the pieces that you've got and say, admire them and say, oh, this purple belt is pretty nice. It's called the Heavy Grolls Belt of Saving or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, that's all this is. And there are a couple of buttons that you can watch an ad for to either get bonus loot, meaning get two in a row, or you hit the other side, which is get max your odds. So it improves your odds of getting better stuff. Kind of Vegas-y sort of, because it's all being done randomly and on the fly, and it's all procedurally generated. And then you watch a commercial, and then you can come back, and then maybe your chances are better for like 2 minutes. You get a timer.
Oh, jeez.
Now, why this has changed my worldview?
Yeah.
I think the whole thing, 25 years of playing video games or whatever, a big sham, because this is addictive, and I don't want to stop doing it.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it's to the point that when I'm waiting for something, or I've got to be in the car waiting for a car to get off the bus or the train or whatever, I'm pulling this out and I'm playing it because I can't wait to... Ooh, see? I just got a pair of boots. I'm going to sell them, though. It really does drive you to want to keep doing
it. Funny.
Basically, it takes that part of the games that you've been playing, Yeah. Board games, video games, whatever. They take the part where you find a chest and open it and random things come out. And they just have taken that exact experience. It's really no different than that experience. And then just repeated it. So that's all you get. And you start to realize, oh my gosh, I love that thing.
That's funny because it seems like, you know, they couldn't slice any more meat off of that bone to get down to this bare, mm-hmm. this bare bone thing.
You'd think.
And that is the element that that drives you in those games.
Yeah, and just to let everybody know, the entire time you and I have been talking, I didn't get anything worth upgrading except I turned off the sound, but I just got one while you were talking. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to equip it. Boop, I equipped it. I sell the old one.
Nice.
I now have improved my loot score by so many points. So it is both dumb and fascinating at the same time.
Right.
Like, I don't even know quite what to make of it.
See, here's the thing. I wonder what happens, and it could be nothing. That could be the most disappointing thing. But, like, let's say you get everything up to red level,
mm-hmm.
whatever that level is you described.
Sure. Peerless.
You know, and you're not going to get anything that's going to even compete with that
level, right? Yeah.
What do you do then? Like, does it give you, like, you have won the game?
Well, I'm guessing at some point, well, in theory, because the numbers are what they are, mm-hmm. the peerless, you may never get anything higher than red in terms of category of gear, but you would get better numbers within that category.
Oh, I see. You could get, like, a higher strength number and a lower mm-hmm. Intelligence number.
Correct.
Like
so that could keep stacking ad infinitum, probably. But that's a great question. Maybe at some point when you get all red and you feel like you've maxed it out, then they come out with a patch that says, we've added purple jerple gear with the, you know, I don't know. I mean, at some point I'm not going to play this forever. There's no question about that, but it does have that weird hook to it. And it's surprising to me. Like, I'll bet there are video game designers that would not be surprised. I bet they would go, yeah, that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah. Right.
They sauce it up with a whole lot of layers of awesome with all other kind of things, movement and attacking and all these fun things you get to do. But at its core, it all boils down to that again.
It's like, what is it that we do it all for the loot?
Our brains are just more, more, better, more,
that's
more.
Funny.
Like, it's really kind of thrown me off, to be honest. It's made me question all the video games I've ever played. It really has. It really has made me look at them in that way. Like, and I know there's been things like endless clickers for a while. This isn't the same as that, if anyone's thinking that's what we're talking about. It's very different than that. But in a way, it's similar in that you just like higher and higher numbers. Our brains crave that. We want to improve, stack upon, whatever. And so whatever that innate desire is translates well to something like this. But it's made me go back and look at video games. Like, man, Skyrim was more, that now that I think about it, it was all about, ooh, I'm in a dungeon. I killed three guys. I looted everything because I want to know what's in everything. There's gold in those pots. I just know it.
I want to dig up all the grass, slice all the grass with my sword.
Yeah, it's exactly true. And maybe it's just a parallel to real life where it's like, well, I'm in a junkyard as a 12-year-old and I found a box full of cool stuff. I mean, maybe it's the same.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Really weird. Anyway, there's your app time.
A great deal at the TJ Maxx. I'm going to replace my current necklace with this new one.
Perfect. The game is called Amazing Loot Grind. This is exactly what it is. It is available on iOS and Android. Just came out. So something you can go get, I suppose, if you are crazy like me. Time for your Twitter questions. Oh, we haven't played this in a while. Let's play this right here.
The newest tweet.
What?
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
That guy on Twitter lied.
I have more. I could keep
the
going.
The Megabix.
Yeah, the Megabix. Mix.
Megabix.
Megabix. Those are my favorite morning cereal on Saturdays.
They're for kids, though.
The morning cereal. What am I saying?
Megabix is for kids.
Here's some tweets that you guys have sent to us. These are questions that you've asked, and we're going to answer them right here on the show. Here's the deal right here. Oh, this is one that's right in our wheelhouse. Okay. Peter Fisher says, what would you say to actors that replace you in the next TMS, like Harrison Ford as Han Solo? So, or as he wrote, Harry Ford for Harris Hansen and Solo is what he wrote.
Hansen and Solo.
What would you, Brian, who would take our place if a younger cast had to come in and take over TMS when we were in our 70s?
Well, I don't know who would take my place. he'd have to be just incredibly handsome and a comedic genius.
Sure.
Well, Chris Pratt probably, because he's going to take the place of all of us in the future.
Yeah.
But what I would say to him is, watch out when you're going down the stairs.
Yeah.
Don't touch your face.
Yep. Don't touch your. Never touch your face.
Don't touch your face.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And don't drink the thickened liquid.
Very good idea. I think that those are changes that are solid. I think we should just hire whatever the equivalent of Coy and Vance are for our
Our weird Duke. Cousins.
Sure. Yeah, weird cousins are basically the same as us. So if we can find those guys, that'd be great. let's see here. Oh, are they making an HD remake of Zelda Twilight Princess? I'm not very excited about that at all, Ben Newbold, who asked us if we're excited about that. Because Twilight Princess is like one of the least good Zelda games, so I don't really care about that. Lawrence Titer asks, is Geek Food ever coming back? The answer is probably. Kim and her sister and Carter are thinking about bringing it back as a video show, a YouTube thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, you know, filming them cook and showing the recipes and all that stuff. So they are in the midst of that discussion. I am letting that production happen as it will without much input from me. So we'll see.
That's the best way to do it.
Robin TX says, show or no show? Well, there is a show right now.
Show. Yeah, show. For sure show.
Yeah, for sure show. Hayden Sanchez says, can we get Brian Dunaway as a guest on TMS? Anytime Brian Dunaway wants to come on, he's welcome on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We love that guy. Are you kidding?
And you know what? We got to consider him too. Like, if there's a day that I'm going to be in Vegas or traveling or something like that, Brian Dunaway could fill these shoes nicely.
Yep. And me and BD are, I call him that now, BD.
BD.
Yeah. It sounds like a Hollywood name. BD, we need to get the rights on that film. He and I might be Coen brothers now.
I heard, I saw that in discussions during BlizzCon.
Yeah, had a little trouble there. Hope he's okay.
Chat. Oh my gosh, poor guy.
Let's see. Who wrote? Oh, Ryan J. Smith says, old wives' tales. Are the wives or the tales old? Well, I think it's easy if it depends on where you put the apostrophe, right? Because if it's wives with an apostrophe, that's possessive. That's
well, it's still
their
the tales that belong to the wives. So there's still going to be the apostrophe in wives,
right?
After the S in wives.
But if it's the, oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, because it's always going to be plural wives, plural tales. The tales belong to the wives, whether they're old or the tales are old.
I think it's okay. I'm going to make it's a common sense answer, but I think this is true. It's the tales that are old, not the wives, because it's the wives who told the tales, and they're so old they've been telling them forever.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, you could argue that the current wives don't believe some of the stuff in old wives' tales.
Right.
So it's the old wives.
It's the old wives.
Not the elderly wives, but the wives of old.
Right. It's the old tales wives would tell.
Right.
Yeah. I got it. I figured it out.
Right.
How about this one? Sam Allen Chaplin wrote in and says, have you got an opinion on James Corden, who's the host of the new Late 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 Show or the Late Late Show? I think he's funny. I like him.
Yeah, I think he's funny too. He hasn't become a must watch for me yet. I see clips and it's like, all right. I don't know. There were some things that I saw that felt like he was going too over the top with it. You know, my late show stuff has to be subtle.
Yeah.
Letterman was subtle.
Yeah, Letterman was subtle. I mean,
it's a different comedian and it's a different style. And I should just say, you know, he shouldn't try to do Letterman. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But who was the guy before him, though? Not Letterman, but the other guy. The Scottish guy.
Before Letterman?
Yeah. I think you're thinking of Colbert. Colbert took over for Letterman.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of James Corden, but that's right. Who did James Corden take over for?
It's the guy after Letterman used to be.
Yes, the Scottish guy was on.
Scottish guy was a voice on the Dragon Training movie.
He was in Drew Carey show.
Yeah, he'd say, ah.
Craig Ferguson.
Ah, my
you.
Ferguson, yeah.
Thank you, Killer Tofu. You were the first.
Yeah, but so Ferguson had a very unique blend, and it's hard to, well, like any of these hosts have learned, all of them have learned, it's hard to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I think who had an easy time was taken over for Leno for Fallon. Because it was just time, you know.
Right.
And everybody was up on Fallon, and he'd already had his weird transition when he took over for Conan. So,
and it feels like they've given him just carte blanche to come up with whatever he wants, and they turn into a skit, and it works well. That lip sync battle is fantastic.
Yep.
The, you know, let's play a game with eggs, the Russian roulette with raw eggs. Yep. It's really funny.
Really,
I mean,
good. Yep.
Clever stuff.
People don't forget that his the word? His value as a comedian was kind of low before he took the late night show over from Conan, because he couldn't make movies work. Like, people were kind of down on Jimmy Fallon.
Sure.
Nobody cared about what he was doing. And then suddenly, he can do a talk show real good.
Yeah, the movie Taxi didn't help with
that was poo.
Queen Latifah.
That was poo, that movie.
Yeah.
What's she doing now? Is she doing stuff? Queen
Latifah? She was doing the family movie thing for a while, right? She had that Steve Martin.
She's not still,
it was a sequel to that one.
She's not rapping anymore, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's too bad.
She might be like, featuring Queen Latifah on something, but...
I'm convinced that her and LL Cool J are the same person. And that they're just doing the female and male version of the same person. Because they both start in rap, you know.
Right. They go into a great acting career.
And they give up rap.
Well respected. Yep.
Now they're just kind of normal, and I don't know. I just always get that feeling.
I see what you're saying, yes.
Let's do two more.
Okay.
Ida Bloke says, he's the one that looks like George R.R. Martin.
Okay.
When he comes in Nerdtacular, the one. So Scott, what are you and Jim Raynor doing since you escaped the Concrud at home? Everyone else is, they're sick, but they're moving around. It's not like everyone's dead. But the dog and I are just hanging out. We're having some fun. She's got a new vest. Today we played catch. She's fine.
Dog's fine.
Yeah, she's great.
A little vest to keep her warm in the cold Utah outdoors.
She's like a little REI jacket kind of thing. It's pretty awesome.
I'm amazed you didn't get something geeky like, sure, they make like StarCraft vests for dogs.
Oh, that would have been awesome, dude. Like a Zerg, like carapace or something.
Right. Oh my God, with a whole bunch of extra legs and wings on the back.
Oh, like an Overlord. That would have been awesome.
Yes.
What a cool idea. I should have thought of that, or we'd have to make it, I guess.
Yeah, I picked up a pair of Zergling slippers at BlizzCon.
How those look for you? They look good? They work?
They look great. They're super warm, super comfortable. First thing Tina says is, don't try walking down the stairs in those.
Oh, yeah, you'll trip on them and break your coccyx.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to watch out.
The first thing she says, I'm like, oh, you're so right. Jeez.
Do you ever wake up at 2 a.m. and scream, we require more Vespine gas at the top of your
lungs? I do not.
No, that's too bad.
But I will after I play the new expansion. I've been enjoying the new Hearthstone expansion. That's really good.
Oh, yeah. It's quite good. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I haven't done much with it yet, but I love the tone of it. I like everything about it. I think it's a really cool...
Such a great feel to it.
Mm-hmm. I really like that they do that.
And I did play some Fallout 4 yesterday.
Oh, did you, Brian?
I did.
Did you get it on the PlayStation?
Nope. Got it on the PC.
Well, you know what? I'm happy to report that you got the version with the best frame rate and the best performance. So good
job.
That's
what I'm hearing. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. I'm glad I did.
It's good. It's very Fallout.
It is good. Yeah, so far I just got back to my neighborhood and hooked up with Oswald.
The guy with the hat turned
up.
No,
the robot.
Oh, the robot, yeah. Did you know there's 900 and something names that if you named your character those names, it can say those names?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it will say, well, if your name was like, and even some swear words. So let's say your name was Effer.
Yeah.
You could walk up and he would go, oh, hello, Effer. It's good to see you again.
He can't say Bibby, apparently.
Oh. Because
that was Bibby.
He can't say GURP either.
No, bummer.
Yeah, because I didn't know about this before, and you can't change it. But yeah, no, that's a cool game. I'm really into it.
Really, really good.
Yeah, I love it. I feel like I'm just at the precipice of some rad stuff. But
yes,
rad.
I know I'm way early in the game, so
I
can't wait to play more of it.
The game features rads. You have to be careful not
it's
get
so
too much
rad.
You know what? Too much radiation. Finally, Brian, same guy. Brian, what do you like least about 3D printing? Least about 3D printing.
What do I
printing?
Like least about 3D printing?
Yes.
Not
to be confused with what do you like about least 3D printing. That's different.
Old wives or old tales? I think what I like least about it is the prints that happen or the prints that do well up until like the last 10% and then something fails.
Oh.
That's the drag. I mean, filament's cheap. That, you know, Senior Land Geek, or actually White Top said filament prices? No, that's cheap, fortunately. Inhaling toxic fumes. I've got one of these that's sitting way over in the other side of the basement. It's actually in a box that's got fans on it, so it filters a lot of that stuff out. Excuse me. Maybe it doesn't.
We're going to start calling you a lunger or whatever the old West was.
That's right. Oh, God, yeah. He's got filament lung.
Filament lung. Watch out. Get him to a drier climate. Oh, no.
That's right. Probably, you know, the time that it takes to print something.
Mm, yeah, like that overnight 30-hour stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's rough.
It came out great, by the way. I'll have to show it to you. I'll take a picture of it and show it to you guys.
We wanted to get an update on that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And that's the stuff I think that will very quickly over time improve. Like, we're going to get to a place where these things are pooping crap out like no time.
I can't wait to talk to you about yours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm hooking it up this weekend. It's going to be great.
Cool.
Can't wait to talk
about your kids are going to love that thing.
I'm very excited. Okay. You know what? I got to share two more. One from Claudia, who said, "Why did you do this to me?" And then a screenshot of them playing Amazing Loot Grind.
So that's a recent one, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
They've been playing. I put it up this morning, but they have. Oh, wow. You got way more. You're way higher than me. She's killing me. Well, anyway, I won't say it. I don't want to make her feel bad. Here's the final question. Here it is. Captain USS Botany Bay. Botany Bay? He says, it's R.L. Trujillo on Twitter. He says, colonoscopy or urinary catheter?
Oh, God.
I say colonoscopy because you are put to sleep and you are out the entire time. Yeah. And you never know what's in there.
And just the thought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Why would you want the other and be awake?
It just makes me cringe. I can't even say it without cringing.
Oh, it's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there are a lot of really other great questions, but we'll get to some of those next week, everyone.
Next week, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for those. And thank you all for being here. This has been TMS PM, and I think we made it a tiny bit long just to make up for the fact that we didn't have an AM today.
I think that was a really nice thing for us to do.
It was. We had testicle difficulties, okay? And I got it worked out, I think. We didn't have any problems here tonight, at least that I can tell. That's part of the problem is that it's super random, and it's very hard for me to reproduce. And so it's frustrating. And it's also hard for me to have downtime to go have it figured out. So I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, thank you all for being here. As always, if you'd like to support this show, and the reason we even have the PM edition of the show is because you help us out over at patreon.com/TMS. Please consider it if you haven't. And for those who have, thank you so much for doing so. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. 801-471-0462 is our phone number. Leave us voicemails. We play them on the show all week. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. On Twitter, @MorningStream, @ScottJohnson, @Coverville, and join us on Reddit @frogpants.reddit.com. One more thing of note. Today was going to be weird no matter what this morning. Wendy would have had no internet on the road. Mm-hmm. Daryl was at jury duty.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Yeah, we wouldn't have had a Trek nerd today.
It was a janky day. So
it was.
Everything was leading toward crap. And then when nothing was working this morning, I was like, all right, Brian.
You know what? And a big project fell in my lap that I would have been way behind on had I not had those couple hours. I'm, you know, don't get me wrong. Between doing TMS and doing freelance work, I'd much rather do TMS.
I'd much rather do anything TMS related this morning than what I ended up having to do.
Of course.
So, we'll chalk it up to one of those days. We'll be back Monday, though, however, with stuff. We're all taking a BlizzCon recovery break, mostly for Randy because he needs it. I do not blame him for being a pooped son of a bee. So there is no film sack this weekend, and there is no instance in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Due to a bunch of people doing different stuff. They're all out doing stuff. So there is a current geek, however, so be here back for that. And then I'm getting tacos tomorrow night. All right?
Nice.
Oh, and a new Boop show going up after this. I'm going to record it when we're done here. I guess that's it. Brian, you got anything else?
I got nothing. Well, I have a song. Can I play it?
Yes.
Can I play a song?
Wait a minute. Yes.
All right.
Okay, good.
Matthew wrote in, said, "Hi, Soup and Bagel." Mm. This coming Friday is November 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, spooky.
Oh, no.
And it's also my last day and last day of my crappy dead end job. I'm moving on in life, going back to school, and hopefully starting on a road that will lead me to success, happiness, freedom, all the good adjectives you can think of. Stumbled on TMS and the Frog Pants community about a year ago and was able to make it to N15, one of the best experiences of my life thus far. I'm hooked now. I'm a fan for life. Bring on NX.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right.
Thank you both for everything you do. Love the show, doobie doobie doo. There's a little Sinatra reference there. Yeah. P.S. I realize that Friday the 13th as well. A Friday, and there's no TMS on Friday, so anytime close to that would be awesome. Okay.
Nice.
He says he's leaving it up to me, but he does like symphonic metal. So like Nightwish, Dragon Force, Sabaton, Freedom Call, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Do you like Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
I do a lot. Their Christmas stuff is awesome. Freaking
like
love
it. The better Mannheim Steamroller, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yes, way better because it's cool and not dumb.
Well put.
Yep. Yep.
We're going to go with a Nightwish because this is such a great song. This was originally recorded by Gary Moore, and you'll find it on Nightwish's 2001 album, Over the Hills and Far Away. What do you know? It's the title track. Over the Hills and Far Away by Nightwish.
We'll be right back.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Happy 2012, bitches.
What? Happy 2012, bitches.
Why is that even in there?